And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Carlos Hernandez from Keep Watch. And we join them every week. We'd like to connect with Keep Watch every Monday, as Keep Watch is committed to praying for our schools. And even though our schools are not physically meeting, kids are still in school. They're still studying away and doing their homework and doing all that good stuff. And you guys are still praying for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, our students need prayer. Our parents for sure need prayer. So much homeschooling happening right now. So our parents need prayer and kids. And, you know, obviously, you know, I always think, too, of those who are in need of food and as such. You know, being a kid who comes from a just low-income situation, my favorite subject was free lunch, right?
And so, yeah.
You know, I remember when I went to school and they told me it was for free, and I was just overjoyed, you know, and I was like, this is awesome, school rocks. So, you know, I think about those families too, and yeah. I remember just summers, how difficult they were for us as families. So we pray for God's provision too for every family in the midst of this crisis.
Well, I know Keep Watch, you guys have a prayer focus each week for the schools that you pray through, and you have a school that you highlight each week. So what is your prayer focus this week?
Okay, well, let's do that. Obviously, it's Easter week, and I know that you guys agree with me. Jesus is worth celebrating even
Absolutely.
In the midst of this. And so we are definitely praying for that. And that's our school focus. We can begin to pray for our son, for Jesus here. Our focus is just praying for the reality of Easter, right? Salvation
Absolutely.
In our homes. And
please go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, praise Jesus, the Lamb of God. We praise you, Lord God. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. That's Revelation 7:10. So, Jesus, this Easter, we pray that we thank you. We praise you for being willing to leave heaven and come to earth as a spotless Lamb, as a sacrifice for our sin. Just as people recognized 2,000 years ago that you were the God of salvation, may eyes be opened today to the truth that you take away the sin of the world. Father, we pray for hearts to receive salvation. For salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. So, Jesus, we ask that you would open the eyes and the hearts of each person in our school community to understand their need for forgiveness and to receive your salvation. This time of disease and uncertainty, may many turn to you and your light. We trust you for healing. We will not be afraid. We pray for your peace. Father, we pray for hearts to share the good news of salvation. I believe that you're using this opportunity, this time, this crisis, to make us aware of our desperate need of you. There are many people who are thinking about life differently, many people who are thinking about you differently, and I thank you for Christians that are there to walk people through and to help people connect with you in a very special way. We continue to pray for our community, God, that your power and presence would be felt. And we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Carlos Hernandez joining us from Keep Watch. And in addition to, obviously, you're continuing to pray for our schools each week, you guys are doing some things where people can come on and join you guys in prayer. What? Tell us about that.
So absolutely. So, you know, now we're living in the conference call world.
Yes.
We have some conference calls that you can join us on Monday and Wednesdays from 7:30 to 7:45 a.m. and on Fridays from noon to 12:15. So from 12 to 12:15. So if people are interested, they can get a hold there. And we're just praying for our schools, continuing to pray for God's presence and power to be felt in every home.
And if you'd like to join that, just call us here at the studio. We can give you all the numbers and access codes and things like that that you need to be a part of that. That's 419-240-1937. And Carlos, can people still join the Keep Watch prayer team even though the schools are out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, there are still students. There are still teachers. We're going to be moving past this. And there's also different summer focuses that we do as we pray for schools that people can connect with when that time comes. But for now, for sure, if anyone's interested, they can go to our website at keepwatchprayer.org. Or email Wendy Yeager at keepwatchprayer@gmail.com.
And if they go to the website, they can get the prayer focus for each week as well, right?
Absolutely. And that's one of the most powerful things because we get to pray in unity and believe in God for great things to take place. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
There's also an application. If you go to Acts 2 Toledo, the name of the application on both Android and iOS devices is Acts 2 Toledo, and there's the Keep Watch prayer focus for every week.
Okay, very cool. So you can get that right on your phone. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Carlos, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it and appreciate the good work you guys are doing to Keep Watch.
Hey, thank God for Yes FM and for you guys serving even in this time, bringing hope to so many homes. God bless you guys. We appreciate
you, Carlos.
You.